You are at Stop One, the Butterfly and Hummingbird Garden. Our volunteers planted and maintain the flower garden between this path and the Nature Center with help from our staff. It covers an area of roughly 2,500 square feet, a little larger than a tennis court, but shaped more like a kidney. Like our buildings, our garden uses resources in an ecologically sustainable manner. Rainwater from the roof is collected in four tanks that hold up to 1,600 gallons of water, a renewable source that is piped into an underground irrigation system to keep the garden green. We also reuse water from our sinks, dishwasher, and drinking fountains, called gray water, to help irrigate the garden. We planted a wide variety of native flowers and non-invasive horticultural species that were chosen for their colors, nectars, and nutrients to provide food for the sanctuary's native pollinators. Our flowers attract butterflies, bees, wasps, flies, beetles, and even hummingbird-like sphinx moths. Can you hear the buzzing and droning of the garden's pollinators? Lavender, butterfly bush, and coneflower are favorite plants of butterflies. Common butterflies in the garden include monarch, American lady, spicebush, swallowtail, cabbage white, and pearl crescent. We don't use herbicides and pesticides. Spiders and other predators, including birds and toads, keep caterpillars in check. It's a natural balancing act. Ruby-throated hummingbirds zip through the garden and hover in front of flowers to sip nectar, pollinating the plants as they feed. We also attract these tiny, glittering birds with feeders filled with sugar water. Listen for the twitters and chips of the hummingbirds and the high buzz of the male's wings in flight. Our jelly-filled feeders draw orioles to the garden. The male Baltimore oriole is bright orange and black. The male orchard oriole is more subdued, chestnut and black. Here is the Baltimore Oriole's song and chatter. And the orchard oriole's song.
With your back to marker 1, walk toward 10 o'clock and find the low rail fence on your left. Almost immediately, you will feel the cobblestones change to a hard-packed substrate before you get to the fence. Follow the low fence for approximately 28 feet to marker 2 on your left. When you get there, press 2.